Good afternoon, everyone. Well, finally an improvement for the Aussie market. Not a big one, but still the ASX 200 up about 39 points or 0.5% to 7,311 points. Now, the market really did run out of steam in the final hour of the session. In fact, at one stage this afternoon, we're up about twice as much by around that 1% mark. But still, we'll take a gain where we see where we get one. And it was the first gain of the week as well. And while the losses were modest, it was almost enough to recoup the declines we saw from Monday through to Wednesday. Now, the reason for that is we had a very cautious start to the week because the last 24 hours or so have been super busy for markets around the world. We had the start of the US profit reporting season last night with mixed results, but for the most part, JP Morgan, Chase, BlackRock and Delta Airlines all seemed to beat the market's expectations with their results. However, the outlooks were different. We had Delta Airlines, for example, saying that because of the big rally in fuel prices globally, that's probably going to weigh on their results in coming months. And for most airlines, spending on fuel is the largest expense globally. Now, in addition to this, today we had an update on jobs growth, which was certainly the biggest piece of economic news in Australia this week. Now, this update is released monthly, generally around this time of the month, and gives us an idea of how many jobs were added or lost in the past month, what the unemployment rate's sitting at, how many hours were worked, participation rate across the country as well. This has been a very difficult time for economists to get their predictions right as far as, you know, what their expectations are for jobs growth. Partly because of, you know, what we're seeing with lockdowns, and that can really make things quite difficult because of, you know, how different job losses might be end up being recorded and the timing of these as well. So what we saw in the month of September was employment declining by 138,000. That was a little worse than 110,000 expected by many economists, or consensus at least. It was a bit better though than what was anticipated by Commonwealth Bank economists. The unemployment rate edged a little higher, only from 4.5% up to 4.6%. The survey here was looking for something around 4.8%. Now, while that wasn't as bad as expected, the reason is basically the participation rate. So basically, there is still a drop in the number of people out there looking for work at the moment. Now, most of the job losses could be attributed to Victoria. That was always expected. It was going to be the first month where we saw more of an impact from Victoria, which went into lockdown in August. So 122,000 also jobs lost there, and employment in New South Wales down about 24,800. There is broadly still an expectation, you know, once lockdowns are lifted, restrictions ease, borders open, that we should hopefully see quite a quick rebound in employment, fingers crossed. Now, today, a mixed bag. Now, we actually had energy stocks underperforming most as a sector, down about 1%. Now, maybe just a bit of profit taking, a bit of a pause, because oil and gas companies have been the real standouts on the market for the past month or so because of surging energy prices quite broadly. But the banks today also a little sluggish. CBA was down about 1.3%, which did weigh. We also had some quarterly updates today from two that received attention, Whitehaven Coal and Redbubble. Of the two, the worst was Redbubble, which fell by around 12.5%. Now, for those who aren't familiar with the company, it's a print-on-demand website that basically links artists and designers to shoppers that are going online to the website to purchase products like mugs, T-shirts, hoodies, and the like. So the company said that it posted a 28% drop in revenue over the past 3 months. Profits have fallen back as well by about 34% too. So the reason, or one of the reasons for this, are basically mask sales. So the sale of masks were actually going through the roof during the pandemic, but they're seeing continuing to see a bit of a slowdown as, you know, economies start reopening and people have already bought their masks. So its shares dropped back quite heavily. Whitehaven Coal also fell by about 2% today. New South Wales-based coal miner was down, but got to keep in mind it's pretty much doubled in share price since the start of this year. Now, released a quarterly update today and basically said that coal production has dropped around 4% over the quarter. Coal sales have fallen 25%. But what has really cushioned this is surging coal prices. Now, two types of coal that it sells: thermal coal, which is a type of coal that's used to generate electricity, and then metallurgical coal, which is a type of coal that's used in the production of steel. Now, it makes about 85% of its revenue from thermal coal, and thankfully for the group, it actually made around 51% more for each ton of thermal coal that it sold over the September quarter compared to the June quarter. And of course, yes, it fell, but it's coming off the back of quite a high base today. One of the best performers, though, A2 Milk, which has jumped 4% today, 18% gain in 2 days. The catalyst seemed to be one of its peers, Bubs Australia, which just yesterday had its best day of the year. It rose almost 40%. And that was after essentially releasing some results showing a rebound in sales globally, but in particular, some strong results in China. So that really saw markets encouraged that perhaps things are starting to be on the mend in as far as Chinese demand goes. So A2 Milk continues to rally on that note. We've also had technology stocks and the miners, some of the best performers today. Quite broad improvements from lithium miners, gold miners, iron ore producers as well. Looking ahead to tonight, we've got an update on business inflation in the United States, which will receive attention. We've got an update on crude oil inventories in the US, so always important for what happens to oil prices. And then we also get Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley out with profit results. Enjoy the night ahead.